Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rescue is becoming recovery in China. Some 2 million people were affected by a 6.6 earthquake that hit Sichuan province recently. No matter what challenges their teams face, Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response says they keep shining the hope of Christ.
It's not just about food. It's also about bread of life that lasts forever. It's not just about water, it's about living water.
BGR is helping survivors with food, water, and temporary shelter. Can you help too? There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere in the U.S., One Audio Bible Project has had its share of challenges. Audio Scripture Ministries is trying to record John's Gospel in the Winnebago Ho-Chunk language. It's the disappearing language of a Midwestern Native American tribe. In 2010, ASM got permission to record Scripture in Winnebago Ho-Chunk to help revive the language. So far, only the Book of Mark is recorded. Pray ASM will get the funding it needs to record the Book of John. And we're bookending today's broadcast with a question. If you could share the gospel in one language, which one would it be? According to evangelist Ron Hutchcraft,
Mandarin by far is the most spoken language on the planet.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries just launched a gospel radio program into China in partnership with Trans World Radio. Why?
God has given to our generation the single greatest rescue challenge in the history of the church. 7 billion people. Go tell everyone everywhere. In that same generation, he has birthed the technology that actually puts that within reach.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Hymns for the Christian Life CD. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, I'll give you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.